I want to speak now to a man who's looking forward to a meteor shower. It's Terry Mosley. Terry, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Terry, when should we be looking towards the skies?
Well, actually, any time this week is pretty good. It's a shower that lasts from sort of very the end of July up to about the 20th of August, but it builds up gradually towards a maximum and then falls away again. And the maximum will be on the night of Thursday night, Friday morning. Now, there's one slight complication, that's the moon. The moon is getting brighter every night. So actually tonight, which seems to be looking at, could be clear, could be quite a good night, Wednesday night, but we expect a maximum on the night of Thursday night, Friday morning, any time during the night. But there's an interesting thing this year. This shower happens every year, by the way, and comes called the Perseids because the meteors appear to come from the constellation of Perseus. But this year we're expecting an additional sharp peak in the middle of the night, round about 1 o'clock in the morning, which unfortunately is a bit late. But interestingly, two astronomers at Armagh Observatory, Drs. David Asher and Torres Christou, have been involved in the calculations on this. And what happens is that Jupiter, which is the most massive planet in the solar system, perturbs the orbits of these little particles which come from a comet called Swift-Tuttle. And it just so happens that this year, the pull, gravitational pull of Jupiter, we think, or they think, will bring some trails of particles quite close to the Earth round about 1 o'clock in the morning. So round about then, we might get a brief half hour or so, maybe up to an hour, enhanced activity. And if you're in a site where there's good dark sky after the moon has gone down, you might see as many as 150 to 200 meteors per hour, which is about double the normal rate.
So do they look like what we would call shooting stars?
Well, yes, that's what they are, shooting stars. That's the common name or falling star. They're actually just tiny little particles of dust and dirt that have come from the parent comet, Comet Swift-Tuttle, and they trail out behind it in its orbit. And round about the 12th of July every year, the Earth passes through that stream of particles. So we get a meteor shower every year. But as I say, this year there's a chance that we'll be getting a brief enhanced spell of activity when we go through a couple of what are called filaments, denser particles, or denser concentrations of those particles. So what you need to do, there's nothing you can do about the moon, but the moon will be down round about midnight, or certainly getting so low it's not really a problem. Go to where you can get the darkest possible view of the sky, away from street lights or any artificial lighting. Allow your eyes about 10 or 15 minutes to adapt to the dark and just look up into the sky. You don't have to look to the northeast towards Perseus, but if you look to the north or the east, on either side of the radiant is actually when you see the most meteors. And you would be very unlucky if it's clear on Thursday night, not to see any. You know, it should be a good shower this year.
And you can do all this with naked eye?
Absolutely naked eye. You don't need even binoculars. So just go, get somewhere comfortable, get a lounger or a reclining chair or somewhere where you can sit and look up at the sky without getting a crick in your neck. And just observe the sky. And as I say, after the moon goes down, it should get pretty dark. The forecast is not too good for Thursday night as of now, as far as I remember. But tonight you should also see some. And tomorrow night as well, if it's clear. So the shower builds up to a maximum on Thursday night. You'll still see some on Friday or Saturday, but the activity levels start to decline. And it's amazing that you're looking at particles that are about the size of a grain of sand, no bigger than that for most of them, and yet you're seeing them at maybe 50, 60, 70 miles up in the atmosphere. So, of course, you're not actually seeing the little particle itself. You're seeing what is called the ionization, the light that is given off as it dashes into our atmosphere at speeds of about 60 to 70 miles per second and just gets burned away instantly. So it's the flash of light that you see, not the little particle itself. So it's dust coming from space, and it literally is parts of a comet The comet itself is usually too faint to be seen without binoculars or a telescope, but these are the little particles that come from it.
No possibility that a larger particle could arrive and do some damage?
No. Well, you can never say never, but it's very, very unlikely. If there was anything big enough to cause any damage, we'd probably have detected it by now. But there are some particles that are brighter than others, and some of the meteors can be brighter than any of the stars or planets in the sky, bright enough to make you say, wow, look at that. So they are rare. The particles are basically and graded in size inversely. The bigger the particle, the fewer they are. The smaller the particles, the more there are of them, a bit like stones on a beach. So a really bright one could be only the size of a pea. And if you're lucky enough to see one the size of a grape, that'll be very, very bright, enough to sort of light up the sky almost.
The magic of the night sky. Terry, thanks for telling us about it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. As and from tonight, going through right to Thursday and beyond, a possibility that the sky might be absolutely showering with light.